ಯಸೈವ ಪಾದಾಂಬುಜ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಲಭ್ಯೋ ಪ್ರೇಮಾಭಿಧಾನ ಪರಮಪಮರ್ಥ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಜಗನ್ ಮಂಗಳ ಮಂಗಳಾಯ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರ. ಆನಂದ ಲೀಳಾಮಯ ವಿಗ್ರಹಾಯ ಹೇಮಾವದಿವ್ಯೋ ಛವಿ ಸುಂದರಾಯ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಮಹಾಪ್ರೇಮ ರಸ ಪ್ರದಾಯ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಚೈತನ್ಯ. ಜನ್ನಾತಂ ಕರ್ಮ ನಿಷ್ಠೆಯಿಂದ ಸಮಧಿಗತಂ ಜತ್ತಪ ಧ್ಯಾನ ಜುಗೈ ವೈರಾಗೈಸ್ತ್ಯಾಗಸ್ತತ್ತ ಸ್ತುತಿಭಿರಪಿ ನ ಜತ ಕೀರ್ತಂ ಚಾಪಿ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಭಾಜಂಗಪಿ ನ ಚ ಕಳಿತಂ ಯದ್ ರಹಸ್ಯಂ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಚ ನಾಮ್ನೈವ ಪ್ರಾದುರಾಸೀತ್ ಅವತರತಿ ಪರಿಜತ್ವತಂ ನೌಮಿ ಗೌರಂ. ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮಃ. ಸಾವಿತ್ರೀ ಗೌರೀ ಸರಸ್ವತೀ ಸತೀ ರಂಭಾ ಅರುಂಧತಿ ಸಾವಿತ್ರಿ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಆರೋದತ ದೇವ ನಾರೀ ಗೋಣ ಆರೋದತ ದೇವ ನಾರೀ ನಾನಾ ದ್ರವ್ಯ ಪಾತ್ರ ಭರಿ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣೀರ ವೇಷ ಕರಿ ನಾನಾ ದ್ರವ್ಯ ಆಶಿ ಸವೆ ಕರೆ ದರ್ಶನ ಆಶಿ ಸವೆ ಕರೆ ಅಂತರಿಕ್ಷೆ ದೇವಗಣ ಗಂಧರ್ವ ಸಿದ್ಧ ಚಾರಣ ಅಂತರಿಕ್ಷೆ ದೇವಗಣ ಸ್ತುತಿ ನೃತ್ಯ ಕೋರಿ ವಾದ್ಯ ಗೀತ ಸ್ತುತಿ ನೃತ್ಯ ಕೋರಿ ವಾದ್ಯ ಗೀತ ನರ್ತಕ ವಾದಕ ಭಾಟ ನವದೀಪೆ ಜಾರ ನಾಟ ನರ್ತಕ ವಾದಕ ಭಾಟ ಸಬೆ ಆಸಿ ನಾಚೆ ಪಾಯಾ ಪ್ರೀತ ಕೇವಾ ನಾಚೆ ಕೇವಾ ಗಾಯ ಕೇವಾ ನಾಚೆ ಕೇವಾ ಗಾಯ ಸಂಭಾಲಿತೆ ನಾರೆ ಕಾರ ಬೋಲ ಸಂಭಾಲಿತೆ ನಾರೆ ಕಾರ ಖಂಡಿಲೆ ದುಃಖ ಶೋಕ ಪ್ರಮೋದ ಪೂರಿತ ಲೋಕ ಖಂಡಿಲೆ ಮಿಶ್ರ ಹೈಲಾ ಆನಂದೆ ಬಿಹೋಳ ನಾಚೆ ಕರೆ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ ಆನಂದೆ ಬಿಹೋಳ ಮನ ದಾನ ಕರೆ ಗ್ರಹಣರ ಛಳೆ. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೇ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ವೆರ್ ಎವರ್ ದೇ ವರ್ ಸಿಚುಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಸಿಟಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಕಂಟ್ರಿ ಡ್ಯಾನ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಡ್ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ್ ಗಿವ್ ಚಾರಿಟಿ ಬೈ ಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಪ್ಲೀ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲೂನಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಲಿಪ್ಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಓವರ್ವೆಲ್ಮ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಜಾಯ್. ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಸಜ್ಜನ ನಾರಿ ನಾನಾ ದ್ರವ್ಯ ಥಾಳಿ ಭರಿ ಆಯ್ಲಾ ಸಭೆ ಯೌತುಕ ಲಯಾ ಜನ ಕಾಂಚಾ ಸೋನಾ ದ್ವಿಧಿ ದೇಖಿಬಾಳಕೇರ ಮೂರ್ತಿ ಆಶೀರ್ವಾದ ಕರೆ ಸುಖ ಪಾಯಾ. ಆಲ್ ಸಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಸ್ ಜೆಂಟಲ್ಮೆನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಲೇಡೀಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾರಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ಲೇಟ್ಸ್ ಫಿಲ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಗಿಫ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಕೇಮ್ ವಿತ್ ದೇರ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ನ್ಯೂ ಬರ್ನ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಹೂಸ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ರಿಸೆಂಬಲ್ ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲ್ ಗ್ಲೇರಿಂಗ್ ಗೋಲ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದೇಮ್ ವಿತ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ಆಫರ್ ದೇರ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಸಾವಿತ್ರಿ ಗೌರಿ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ সতী ব্রহ্মা অরুন্ধতী আর যত দেবনারীগণ নানা দ্রব্যে পাত্র ভরি ব্রাহ্মণীর বেশ ধরি আসি সবে করে দর্শন ড্রেসিং ডেন্সেলস অ্যাজ ওয়াইফস অফ ব্রাহ্মণস অল দি সেলেস্টিয়াল লেডিজ ইনক্লুডিং দি ওয়াইফস অফ লর্ড ব্রহ্মা লর্ড শিব লর্ড নৃসিংহদেব কিং ইন্দ্র অ্যান্ড বশিষ্ঠ ঋষি অ্যান্ড ব্রহ্মা ড্যান্সিং আর লভ হিভন কেন দে আর উইথ ভ্যারাইটিজ অফ গিফটস When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a newly born baby, he was visited by the neighboring ladies, most of whom were the wives of respectable brahmanas. In the dress of brahmanas' wives, celestial ladies like the wives of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva also came to see the newly born child. Ordinary people saw them as neighborhood respectable brahmana ladies, but actually they were all celestial ladies dressed in that way. অন্তরীক্ষে দেবগণ গন্ধর্ব সিদ্ধ চারণ স্তুতি নৃত্য করে বাদ্য গীত নর্তক বাদক ভাট নবদ্বীপে আর যার নাট সবে আসি নাচে পায়া প্রীত ইন আউটার স্পেস অল দি ডেমিগডস ইনক্লুডিং দি ইনহাবিটেন্টস অফ গন্ধর্ব লোক সিদ্ধ লোক অ্যান্ড চারণ লোক অফার দেয়ার প্রেয়ার্স অ্যান্ড ড্যান্স টু দি মিউজিক্যাল সংস অ্যান্ড দি বিটিং অফ ড্রমস সিমিলারলি নবদ্বীপ সিটি All the professional dancers, musicians and blazers gathered together dancing in great jubilation. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, as there are professional singers, dancers and reciters of prayers in the heavenly planet, so in India still there are professional dancers, givers of blessings and singers, all of whom assemble together during householder ceremonies, especially marriages and birth ceremonies. These professional men earn their livelihood by taking charity on such occasions from the homes of the Hindus. Eunuchs also take advantage of such ceremonies to receive charity. That is their means of livelihood. Such men never become servants or engage themselves in agriculture or business occupations. They simply take charity from neighborhood friends to maintain themselves peacefully. The bhattas Bhatas are a class of brahmanas who go to such ceremonies to offer blessings by composing poems with references to the Vedic scriptures. Keva ase keva jai, keva nache keva gai, sambhalite nare kare bolo, khandileka dukha choka, pramoda purita loka, misra hila anande bihola. No one could understand who was coming and who was going, who was dancing and who was singing. Nor could they understand each other's language, but in effect, all unhappiness and lamentation were immediately dissipated. People became all jubilant. Thus, Jagannath Mishra was also overwhelmed with joy. So I'll speak something in English. This is a description given the appearance, the festive occasions, auspicious occasion of the appearance. Of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is Supreme Lord himself. Supreme Lord appeared, so there are festive occasions, both in this material world, in this Martyapura, and also in Swargapura, heavenly planets, Jagat Anandamaya. Whole world was jubilant. Bhaktas, devotees, those are devotees, they could understand, they understand it, and they also take part in the festive occasions. All the devotees, wherever they were situated, in every city and every country, danced, performed sankirtan, gave charity, mental strength, on the plea of the lunar eclipse. Their minds overwhelmed with joy. Brahmana sajjana nari nana drabbe thali bhari, আইলা সবে যৌতুক লইয়া যেন কাঞ্চা সোনা দুইটি দেখি বালকের মূর্তি আশীর্বাদ করে সুখ পায়া অল সর্টস অফ রেসপেক্টফুল ব্রাহ্মণ জেন্টলম্যান অ্যান্ড লেডিজ ক্যারিং প্লেটস ফিল্ড উইথ ভ্যারাইটিজ অফ গিফটস কেম উইথ দেয়ার প্রেজেন্টেশন সিং দি নিউ বর্ন চাইল্ড হুজ ফর্ম রিজেম্বল ন্যাচুরাল গ্লারিং গোল্ড অল অফ দেম উইথ হ্যাপিনেস অফার দেয়ার ব্লেসিং ডেসক্রিপশন ইজ গোয়িং অন celestial ladies including wise Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Nrisimhadev, King Indra, Vasistha, Rushi, Rambha, dancing all of heaven, all out came as the wives of Brahman, came with varieties of gifts to see the Lord. So there were festivals, festivities, and this earth planet as well as in the heaven planet. Because Lord has appeared, therefore all unhappiness, lamentation, khandileka dukha sukha pramodita, pramodapurita loka misra hila ananda vihola. In effect, all unhappiness, lamentation were immediately dissipated and people became jubilant, all jubilant. And there was such great, unexpected, great, grand festival, Jagannath Mishra's house. Jagannath Mishra was also overwhelmed with joy. No one could understand who was coming, who was going, who was dancing, who was singing. No one could understand each other's language. So wonderful, because Lord has appeared. Gaurava is Krishna. Gaurava is Krishna. None different from Krishna. But his complexion is different. That is, Kansa Sona Duti, here it says. Whose complexion resembles natural glaring gold. That is the point here I am speaking on this topic only. Nothing else to speak here. This very deep philosophy. Krishna assumed, accepted the complexion of Radharani. That is the complexion of Radharani. Molten god, do you understand? Complex and molten god. Radhikar bhavaditi angikar vine tine sukha kavunaya swadane. When we discuss this appearance of Gaura, we'll find there are two types of causes. One is bahiranga karan, external cause, another is antaranga karan, internal cause. Bahiranga, that we discuss and we will discuss on that day, appearance day of Gaura. And sometimes also the topic comes to be discussed. This is internal cause. Internal cause is for himself. External cause for others, for the people. You understand? That's external cause. For others, internal cause for himself, oneself, Krishna. That is three desires. Krishna developed three desires. Those three desires remained unfulfilled in Krishna Leela. Unfulfilled. What are the three desires? Radhaya pranaya mahima kidrusam vanaiva. Sadhya hena dhuta madhurima kidrusava madhiya. Sokhyantasya madhana bhavata kidrusam veti lova. Tadbhavadhyaya samadhani sasigarbha sindhau harindhau. This is three desires, three types of greed, Krishna developed. Number one, Radha Pranamayama Kidrusam. What is Radharani's love? What is the glory of Radharani's love? Number one. Number two, Sadhya Hena Dhuta Madhurima Kidrusam. My own beauty, Krishna's beauty. Excellent beauty, no such beauty is available anywhere. Kandarapakoti Kamaniya, whose beauty far excels that of the crows of Cupid. Even Krishna became amazed to see his own beauty reflected in a mirror-like pillar. Who is this such beautiful, handsome, Purusha person standing, his own beauty, isn't it? Aparikalita purvaka samatkarakari spurati mamagariyane samadhurjyapura ayam amapi hantaprekhya dham lubdhateta saravasampa bhaktu kamai radhikeva. Rupa Goswami has mentioned this thing in Lalita Madhava Natra. when Krishna saw his own reflection, reflected in mirror-like pillar, he became amazed. Who is this? It's wonderful, beautiful, handsome person. His own beauty. Huh? He said, amazed. He said, seeing him, so desire arises in me. What is that? Upabhaktum kamaya radhir keva. So desire creeps up in my heart to embrace him like Radhani. Desire is Radhani's desire. Do you understand? That desire to embrace such beautiful, wonderfully, excellently handsome person. Do you understand? So this desire, three desires, Radha Pranamayama Kidrusam Vanayiva, what is Radharani's love, glory of Radharani's love, how can I understand it? Krishna cannot understand. But Krishna is Prithir Viso, Radharani is Prithir Asroy. How Viso can understand the desire of Asroy? Unless he accepts the mood of Asroy. He cannot understand it. It's impossible. Second, sadhya hena bhuta madhurima kidrusa ba madhiya. My beauty is such excellent beauty. And what glory is there in such wonderful, excellent beauty of mine? What mellow emanates from it? Do you understand? How can I understand it? He cannot. Can you see your own beauty? No. Isn't it? So how can I understand it? Second, desire. Third, sokhyanta syamaran bhavata kidrusam veti lobha. Third desire, ekali radhika aswade sakali. Only Radharani really says this beauty completely. Nobody else really says completely. Radharani really says, sokhyanta syamaran bhavata kidrusam. And what happiness, realizement Radharani gets out of it. How can I understand it? Three desires. This internal cause of the appearance of Krishna's Gaura. And that was not fulfilled in Krishna Lila. Therefore, he appeared as Gaura, appeared in the womb of Sati Mata. As womb of Sati Mata is like Garva Sindhu, like an ocean, as moon appears from the ocean, similar Gaura Chandra appears in the womb of Sati Mata. That's like ocean. So, to fulfill these three desires, he appears. He releases it. And he teaches this Ragamarga Bhakti thereby. To fulfill these three desires and release it and distribute it. To teach Ragamarga Bhakti to the devotees. He appears. So, Raganuga Bhakti is there in Chaitanya's Leela. The Mahaprabhu teaches us. Do you understand? It is not out of. It is there, it is not available here. It is available here. Yes, in Chaitanya Chaitanya. So, thought of how very deeply he thought of Krishna, thought of how these desires will fulfill. Then at last he decided, Radhikar Bhavadviti Yangikar Vine, Eitina Sukha Kavunohi Aswadari. Unless I accept the mood and the complexion of Radharani, these three desires will never be fulfilled. This is decision he took up. This should be done. Here one question is here. That, what is the question? Duty, if he would have only accepted the mood of Radharani, his desire would have been fulfilled. What is the need of accepting the complexion of Radharani? Understand my question? This is the question. If he would have simply accepted the mood of Radharani, his desires would have been fulfilled. Huh? What is the need of accepting the complexion of Radharani? Huh? This is the question, very important question. It should be, but very few understand it. Mostly, cannot understand. This is a very important question. Huh? If Tadbhavadhyo Swarup, Swarup Namda Goswami has said, Tadbhavadhyo, Tadbhavadhyo, that in bhava mood, if Krishna would have accepted only the mood of Radharani, then he would have fulfilled his three desires or the need of accepting the complexion of Radharani. The answer is there. Vastu, what you say, I have no language, I have difficulty to express it in English. Every vastu has its natural complexion, do you understand? So that complexion is not different from the surup of the vastu, do you understand? As for example, whatever mood will arise in the heart, internally, externally, the complexion will be like that. As for example, if you become angry, your eyes will turn red. It's automatic. So this duty, the complexion is not different from the soul. He is Sringara Rasa Raja. Krishna is Sringara Rasa Raja. The complexion of Krishna is Syama. Do you understand? Black or blue, you may say, Syama. This is true. Because he is Sringara Rasa Raja. He is the king of Sringara Rasa. What do you say in English, Sringara Rasa? Conjugal Melo. King of Conjugal Melo, Sringara Rasa. Known as Sringara Rasa Raja is Krishna. The complexion of Sringara Rasa is Syama. You understand? The complex, the color of Sringara Rasa is Syama. Therefore, when he is Sringara Rasa Raja, his natural color is Syama. Syama Sundara. Understand me? It's natural. Therefore, he is Syama Sundara because he is Sringara Rasa Raja. And the color of Sringara Rasa is Syama. So he is Syama Sundara. Do you understand? But the desire that has been risen in him, what is that? He has developed these three desires, Radha, Pranaya Mahima Kidrusam, Swadhyo Hena, Bhuta Madriva Kidrusam, Swakhyan Kidrusam. That desire, if we explain, we'll find that the desire is without accepting the mood and complexion of Radharani, these three desires cannot be fulfilled. Radharani's mood. So Radharani's mood what? Radharani is Madanakhya Mahabhavamayi. You understand? Madanakhya Mahabhavamayi. When we speak about this Rati, Prema, it has gradual development. You understand? The first rise of prema is called rati. Then its gradual development becomes more condensed, more condensed, more condensed. The last thing is mahabhava. So it becomes sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, bhava. Then comes mahabhava. Adhirudha mahabhava, madanakhya, modanakhya, madanakhya, mahabhava. That must. And Radhani is madanakhya, mahabhava, mai. Sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga. Do you understand? You follow? The raga and anuraga. When it comes to the anuraga stage, that anuraga stage, the complexion of anuraga is aruna. Color of anuraga is aruna. Aruna means rising sun. Do you understand? The color of the rising sun, aruna varna. Understand me? That is the color of anuraga. When it becomes more condensed, more condensed, more condensed, snaha mana pranaya raga anuraga, then comes bhava. Follow me? Then comes bhava. When comes bhava, then mahabhava. Bhava, mahabhava. Raga, anuraga, then comes bhava, then comes mahabhava. Do you understand? When this mahabhava comes, the color of mahabhava is gaura. Color of the mahabhava is gauravarna. Understand me? Then when madanakhya mahabhava comes, bhava, mahabhava, mahabhava is divisions, ruda mahabhava, dhiruda mahabhava, modanakhya, madanakhya, mahabhava. So madanakhya mahabhava, Vrishabhanu Nandini, son of daughter of Vrishabhanu Radha, that means Radharani, is Madanakya Mahabhavamayi. The color of Madanakya Mahabhava is molten gold. Is molten gold. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Therefore Radharani is Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Is molten gold. The color. That is the color complexion, natural complexion of Madanakya Mahabhava. Similarly, Mahaprabhu accepted that mood, that the mood of Radharani. Therefore, his color changed, complexion changed. It is automatic, it is natural. It's natural. Now accept Madanakya Mahabhava, accept the mood of Radharani, then color naturally changes. Because that is natural color. It cannot be different. Do you understand? So, tapta kanchana gaurangi, tapta kanchana gauranga, kancha sunar, therefore say, kancha sunar unga, jeno kancha sunar dithi, here it says, jeno kancha sunar dithi, child was born, whose form, whose complexion resembled natural glaring gold. Natural glaring gold, because he has accepted that mood of Radharani, the mood of Radharani is mahabhavamayi, Madanakya Mahabhava. That is the complexion, natural complexion, color of Mahabhava, Madanakya Mahabhava. This is molten gold. So that is the complexion. So when one accepts or Krishna accepted that mood of Radharani, automatically the complexion changed. Example is, we give the acharyas give this example, green mango and ripe mango. Mango is unripe, what's its color? It's green, isn't it? When it becomes ripened, color changes, isn't it? It becomes ripened, color changes, what is? Yellow, green mango, when it becomes ripened, complete ripened, then becomes yellow, do you understand? So Shyam Sundar became Gaura Sundar, and mellow became ripened. When he is Shyam Sundar, mellow is unripe. Mellow is unripe, is not ripened. So he is Shyam. But when mellow ripened, complete ripened, then complexion changes, becomes Gaura Sundar. The Shyam Sundar became Gaura Sundar. Why Shyam Sundar became Gaura Sundar? Because in Shyam Sundar, mellow is unripe. But in Gaura form, Gaura Sundar, mellow is completely ripened. This is unnata ujjvala sungara rasa. Unnata ujjvala sungara rasa. Unripe state. It is Shyam. The ripened state, it is Gaura. Unnata ujjvala sungara rasa. Ripened state is Gaura. Therefore we say, Shyam Sundar may be there. If not Gaura Sundar is there, we won't go there. You understand? Shyam Sundar may be there, but if Gaura Sundar is not there, we won't go. Because mellow is unripe. We want ripened mellow. Understand? Therefore we say. So Gaudiya Vaishnava temple, this is specific. In Gaudiya Vaishnava temple, there is Radha Shyam Sundar is there. But with them, Gaura must be there. Otherwise, we won't go there. Because mellow is unripe. We want ripened mellow, which is nectar and sweet, that is Gaura. Understand me? So in our Gaudiya Vaishnava temple, with Radha Shyam Sundar Gaurav must be there. That is Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. So Krishna is a supreme, is a supreme thief also. He is supreme in all respect. Isn't it? He is a supreme thief. So he stole that mood. Entering into the heart of Radharani, stole that mood. Otherwise, how can he have it? He stole. So he entered into the core of the heart of Mahabhavamayi Radharani. You understand? He entered in the core of the heart. Therefore, his Shyama complexion becomes covered up with Gaura complexion or molten golden complexion when he entered into the core of the heart of Mahabhavamayi Radharani. Understand me? Understand? I try my best to explain, but my language is faulty language, I don't know. So, here another question is raised. If Krishna only would have assumed the mood of Radharani, and externally if he would have stayed in Shyam Rupa, what harm is there? And what objection is there? Understand? This is question. What harm is there and what objection is there? Understand my question? Understand? Only you would have accepted the mood of Radharani, but externally you would have stayed in Shyamvarna. So what harm is there or what objection is there? Krishna can do and undo things. He could have done so, but why is it not so? Do you understand? Yes, objection is there, harm is there. What is that? Because if you would have stayed in Shyamvarna, only assuming, accepting the mood of Radharani, his three desires could not have been fulfilled. No, no, isn't it? Because he is in the Radha-bhava. Radha-bhava is predominating in Gaura. Yes, though he is Krishna, but Radha-bhava is predominating. Because that is internal cause that has to fulfill three desires. You understand? So he would have been remained as Shyama externally, only accepting the mood of Radharani internally, his three desires would not have been fulfilled. Do you follow? Because he is always crying. Kahan gale, kahan paun murali badano, ke more milaya dive nanda nandana. Like Radharani, Mahaprabhu is always crying. Kahan gale, kahan paun murali badano, ke more milaya dive sri nanda nandana. Where shall I go? Where shall I find that murali badana? That Krishna with the fruit in the lips? Is there anybody there to help me? To take me to Nanda Nandana, son of Nanda Maharaj? Help me to meet Nanda Nandana, son of Nanda Maharaj? Saying, crying. So, if he would have remained in Shyama Varna, so he could not have cried like that. His mood would have been disturbed. Do you understand? When looking at him, oh, I am Krishna, I am Shyam. So where shall I go? Where shall I find? Here it is. Isn't it? So, yes, harm is there, and loss is, objection is there. This is philosophy, very, very confidential, deep philosophy. But if you cannot understand, what shall I say? If I say this thing, they hit my head. Hit my head. You are saying this thing. Why peacock feather you will put on the crest of Gaura? That issue is there. Why peacock feather? If say, don't say, then Gaur Govind say, learn that disturbance, it is that. You understand what is the mood of Gaura? What is it? Radha Baba is predominantly crying for Krishna. If you put peacock feather, oh, I am Krishna, I am Shyam. শিখিকালঙ্কৃতি কোন শিখিকালঙ্কৃতি ইজন্ট ইট কোন শিখিকালঙ্কৃতি দ্যাটস ইট কো নন্দকুল কো কৃষ্ণ নন্দকুল চন্দ্রমা কো শিখিকালঙ্কৃতি কো রাসরস তাণ্ডবী কো মন্দ্র মুরলী রবহ Exactly same. Where is that Krishna on whose crest peacock feather is there? On your crest peacock feather, you are Krishna. How can you say like that? Sikhi kalam krudi. Then you put one flute on his hand. Put one flute. Mandra murati rava. Make him three. Let's just count. Why? Gaurasne. Simple thing you can't understand and are creating. You are creating disturbances and you put blame on me. I am creating. So disturbance took place in France because of this point. Nothing else. This is big of either. What is this? Understand? It's a simple thing. What is the mood of Gaura? And this is the mood of Radharani. Radharani is crying. Kaha Krishna Nanda Kula Chandrama. Is that Krishna? The moon of Nanda dynasty. Murali Vadana. Mandra Murali Rabha. Is that Krishna on whose lips? Flute is there. Sikhi Kalan Krudi. That Krishna on whose crest? Peacock feather is there. So, only Krishna puts on peacock feather. Nobody else puts on. Is Sikhi Kalan Krudi. This is what. So, the answer is here. So only if you have accepted the mood of Radharani and if you have remained in Shyama Varna, his three desires would not have been fulfilled. No. Because when you look at would have looked at him, so I am Krishna, so he cannot cry for Krishna. Mood is disturbed. Mood is disturbed. So it is very painful to Gaura to disturb his mood. It's very painful to Gaura to disturb his mood. Prabhupada said, don't disturb the mood of Gaura. Because that's very painful. Very painful. Very painful. Yes. He's releasing, he's mellow. He is fulfilling his three desires. Virohobhav. Feeling the acute pang of separation from Krishna, like that of Radharani. Yes, Radhabhav. So if you make him Krishna, then how will it will be? His mood is completely disturbed. It's so painful to him. So this is what you can understand. So when inside that mood of Radharani is there, so outside it's quite natural the Gaurakanti will be there. It's natural manifestation because that is the complexion or color of Mahabhava is Gaura or Tapta Kanchana, molten gold. Natural color, you understand? Syamrupa is Viruddhabhava, it's completely different mood. Because Syam means Srungara Rasa is unripened. Gaura means Srungara Rasa is ripened. So when the ripened mango becomes ripened, color changes. Yes, green mango changes into yellow, isn't it? Similarly, when the mood is there, Mahabhava, Madhanakya Mahabhava, the mood of Radharani, automatically the complexion will change. It will become molten gold.
Something the yellow mango, the green mango.
It cannot be at all. It's a natural change. Tapta kanchana gauranga, tapta kanchana gaurangi. Mahabhava chintamani ratra mahabiraha bunhini vigalita. Biraha is a, let's say, separation, acute separation. That is intense heat, isn't it? Biraha agni. That is like fire, and it produces intense heat. So, when the goldsmith wants to
what say? Melt the gold. What he does? He puts the gold into fire that produces intense heat. Then it becomes melted. Huh? So, then in the heart, he feels, as Radharani feels the acute pang of separation from Krishna, Mahaprabhu feeling is the same feeling. That pang of separation produces basic intense heat. Then gold becomes molten. Is the complexion is molten gold. It's natural. It's quite natural. Yes. And if you have remained in Shyama Sundara form, then his releasement of rasa would not have been there. It's Shyama Sundara in Shyama Sundara, the Sungara rasa is unripe. But in Gaura Sundara, rasa is completely ripened. Completely ripened. And this is the Vipralambha Bhava. Therefore, Vipralambha Rasa Atura Bihola Unumatta. Gauranga is always crying, feeling the acute pang of separation from Krishna. He is like mad after this as Radharani's mood. So his mood, don't disturb the mood of Gaura. That's very, very painful to him. You understand? That's very, very painful to him. So this is why it's said, Toma ezo kancha sunar ranga. Jana kancha sunar diti, dekhi bala kiramuti asibat kare sukapaya. Seeing the newborn child, whose complexion resembles natural glaring gold. Because Krishna has come with the mood of Radharani, you understand, to fulfill his three unfulfilled desires. Those desires were not fulfilled in Brahma Leela, Krishna Leela. Therefore, to fulfill the three desires, he came as Gaura, assuming the mood of Radharani and complexion of Radharani. He's fulfilling that thing. Lalisi Mela. That is why the complexion is such. Otherwise, Krishna can do and undo things only by assuming the mood, accepting the mood. If you would have remained in Shyama Varna, he could have done so, but his desires would not have been fulfilled. So this objection is there, and this harm is there. Understand? This is very confidential, very deep tattva, very deep tattva. And it's not easy thing to understand. And who understands? Gaurangara duti pada jara dhana sampada sejane bhakati rasa sara. Gaurangara duti pada jara dhana sampada sejane. Whose dhana and sampada, the asset and wealth, is the two lotus feet of Gauranga, no other asset. The devotees, whose asset is the two lotus feet of Gauranga, dhana and sampada, the asset and wealth, they know it. Others don't know it. Gaurangara duti pada jara sejane bhakati rasa sara. He knows. Such devotees know, those are devotees now. Gaura Gata Pranam, those are very dear devotees of Gaura. Those understand the heart of Gaura. What mood is there? How is he? And their only asset and wealth is two lotus feet of Gaura, nothing else. They know it. Others cannot understand it and they don't know it. Understand? Bhakta Rupa Prabhu, my language, language, faulty language. Gaurangera duti pada jara dhana sampada sedane bhakati rasa sara. Gaurangera madhul lela jara karne praveshila. Hrudaya nirmala bhela tara. Gaura prema rasarnave setarange jibadube. Se radha madhava antaranga. Grihe bhavane ste thake ha gauranga bali dake narottama maage tara. Such devotee or devotees know this thing. Otherwise, it's not easy thing to understand it. It's not easy thing to understand it. Why it is so. So, it's all discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Such devotee or know this thing. Otherwise, it's not easy thing to understand it. It's not easy thing to understand it. Why it is so.
so. It's all discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this all. Chaitanya Charitamrita is there for postgraduate studies. It's postgraduate study. Yes. Not primary study or degree stage, it's postgraduate study. Very deep. Gaura-tattva is not easy, it's very deep. Confidential tattva is Gaura-tattva. Yes, they are for postgraduate study. One passes primary stage, secondary stage, degree stage, then comes to this class, postgraduate class, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Otherwise, how can one understand it? This is Gaura-tattva. Yes. Always crying, Krishna. Radhikara pranapati kibhabe kandoi niti. Taha bujhe. Bhakata samadha, we sing that song. Who is Radhikara pranapati, the husband of Radhani? He cries. Husband of Radhani cries for Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Who is Radhikara pranapati? Who is Radha Kant? Who is Radhanath? How he cries for Krishna, Krishna, Krishna? Who understands? Taha bhuje bhakata samadha. Such devotees, those are very dear to Gaura. They only understand it. How Krishna cries for Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hari hari balite nayanu bahe nira. Gauranga balite habe pulakas harira. If you utter name of Gauranga, your whole body will be ecstatic. The hairs on the body will be erected. Why? Hari Hari Bolite Nayanubai. Because it's Hari. But chanting the name, uttering the name of Hari, he sits here. He sits here. Hari himself, uttering name of Hari, sits here. That is why. Gauranga Bolite Habe Pulaka Sarira. If utter name of Gaura, Gauranga, whole body will be extended. Yes. Because Hari himself, uttering his name, Hari Sestia. This is very confidential tattva. Radhikara pranapati kibhabe kandai niti tabuje bhakata samadha. Which Radhikara pranapati, the husband of Radha, how he cries for, how he cries for Krishna. Which Krishna himself cries for Krishna. Who understands it? Oh, you are Krishna, you are crying for yourself. How is it? You are Krishna, and crying, where is Krishna? You are Krishna. Then, who understands it? This tattva. Very deep. Understand me? This is Gaura tattva. Then, so many other very confidential, very deep philosophical questions are there. Very deep philosophical questions are there. Gaura kittana. What is Gaura kittana? Premanama Sankirtana. Gaura Kirtana is Premanama Sankirtana. It is not mere nama, it is Premanama. Adjective is there. Premanama Sankirtana. Understand? Nama, name that will give prema. That Sankirtana is there. It is Premanama Sankirtana. And there it says that Premanama Pracharite hi avatar, dui hetu avatari roya bhaktagana apane asarne premanama sankirtana. Is it not that? You see, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anarpita charinchirat. Karunayavati inna kalau. Namarpait unnata jolava sang, so bhakti sriyam. Unnata jolava sa. Fourth verse, explanation of fourth verse. Premanam, chaturtha shlokera artha ehi koila sara. Premanam pracharite ehi avatara. Dui hetu avatari loyam bhaktagana apane aswade premanam sankirtana. Seidvara acharnale kirtana sanchare. Nama prema mala ganthi paraila savare. You find that? When this fourth verse is explained there, fourth verse is explained, Kaviraj Goswami has explained it. You find out what Prabhupada has written. You read it.
চতুর্থ শ্লোকের অর্থ এই কইল, স্যার প্রেম নাম প্রচারিত এই অবতার, দুই হেতু অবতরিল ইয়া ভক্তগণ, আপনে আস্বাদে প্রেম নাম সংকীর্তন, শ্রী দ্বারে আচণ্ডালে সংকীর্তন সঞ্চারে নাম প্রেম মালা গান্থি করাইল সভারে। নাম প্রেম মালা গার্ল্যান্ড, হ্যাঁ মেড এ গার্ল্যান্ড অফ নাম প্রেম অ্যান্ড এভরিবডি অলাইট পুট অন দিস গার্ল্যান্ড, পুট অন দিস গার্ল্যান্ড, হ্যাঁ নাম প্রেম মালা গান্থি পরাইল সবারে। সো কোশ্চিন অ্যারেঞ্জ, দ্য কোশ্চিন ইজ রেজড হিয়ার, নাম প্রেম মালা, ডু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড হাউ হাউ ইট বিকমস এ গার্ল্যান্ড। নাম প্রেম সাধ্য সাধন, সাধন মিন্স অ্যান্ড এন্ড, সাধন সাধ্য প্রেম, নাম সাধন সাধ্য প্রেম, সাধ্য সাধন কম্বাইন টুগেদার অ্যান্ড স্টেউন্ড ইন এ ফার্ম অফ গার্ল্যান্ড। হাউ ইট ইজ অ্যান্ড হাউ হাউ ইট ইজ হাউ মহাপ্রভু ডিড ইট, দ্যাট গার্ল্যান্ড হি মেড অ্যান্ড মেড এভরিবডি টু পুট অন ইট, হ্যাঁ পরাইল সবারে। ভেরি ভেরি deep philosophical question. Yes, this is Chaitanya-samrita. Huh? You can't find it? Huh? Can't find? Huh? So, Kaviraj Goswami explained, Paganthi Parayala Savare. Huh? Sadhana and Sadhya. How will it be possible to still together prema and sadhana and sadhya and make a garland? That is question. That question. That is the question. How will it be possible? That is the question and it needs answer. It needs answer. That is the answer. Sadhana bhakti, nama is sadhana bhakti and sadhya is prema. Then nama sankirtana ujjala unnata rasa. That is Madanakya Mahabhava. That is the highest thing. So, sadhana bhakti nama is sadhana. Means sadhya is prema. And how, in what art this garland is made? Sadhana and sadhya. Nama prema. নাম ই সাধন প্রেম ই সাধ্য, নাম প্রেম মালা, ফাইন্ড আউট নাম প্রেম মালা, সো দিস গার্ল্যান্ড অফ সাধন অ্যান্ড সাধ্য, মহাপ্রভু মেড দ্যাট গার্ল্যান্ড, মেড ইট পুট অন, মেড এভরিবডি পুট অন, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, পরাইলা সবারে, দিস ইজ দি কোশ্চিন। নাম প্রেম মালা মাদনাক্ষ্য মহাভাব বিরোধ সার আসল প্রেম ফলর রসময় মালা, প্রেম ফলর রসময় মালা, দ্যাট ইজ প্রেম ফল, ফল ফ্রুট ইজ রাইপ এন্ড ফ্রুট ইজ প্রেম, ভক্তিলতা গ্রোস 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 গোজ এট লাস্ট টু দি গোলক বৃন্দাবন, দেন রাইটস সপোর্ট, লতা ক্রিপার নিডস সপোর্ট অ্যান্ড সপোর্ট ইজ লোটাস ফিট অফ কৃষ্ণ, লোটাস ফিট অফ কৃষ্ণ ইজ দি সপোর্ট, the creepers get support, that lotus feet of Krishna, then goes higher, then there is flower, then fruit, fruit becomes ripened, that is prema phala, a ripened fruit is prema, Krishna prema, do you understand, that is Krishna prema, that is ripened fruit, that is a prema phala, that is sadhya vastu, sadhana and sadhya tuned together, and Mahaprabhu made a mala, made a garland, and he make it put on all the devotees, make all devotees to put on how it is and how it is possible, and our japa mala chanting bead is the example, that is mala chanting bead, japa mala. Japa mala is the example, that is nama prema mala. Do you understand? So when you make a garland, one thread is required that goes through it. Then
everything is tuned. That fate, that is Prema Sutra. Fate is Prema. Understand? Prema Sutra. Sutra means thread. Prema is the thread. Prema Sutra. The thread. Love is the thread. Therefore, with that thread, string together, sadhya and sadhana, nama and prema, and became a garland. So japa mala, the chanting bead, is the example. So, thread is prema. Prema Sutra. Prema Sutra. Mahaprabhu is Prema Purushottama, is known as Prema Purushottama, who has come to give Prema. Brahmaradullava, even on the part of Brahma, it is not easy thing to get. Difficult part of Brahma. But he gives that Prema through chanting this holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Achannale, achannale, sabarivita, even patita pamarana hi bache. Never discriminate whether most degraded, most fallen and most elevated. Everybody. Isn't it? Sabari. One and all. He makes one and all. Put on this mala, put on this garland. Nama prema mala. Such is prema purusottama gauranga. How? Why? That is the question. And how it is possible? You understand? That is the question. And it has very long answer, very deep. This all in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Very deep philosophy. Confidence. If you can understand it, then you'll understand everything. Gaura tattva is such very deep, confidential, very deep tattva. Not easy thing. Not easy thing. Understand? Prema tattva, priti tattva is there. Thank you. Yes? Amani na mana dena kirtan yasa. Otherwise you cannot do parikirtan. Ehi rupa hoya, ehi bhav loi, je parinam kare ta krishna pade prema upujay. Unless you develop this mood, you cannot get prema. You understand? Pranada ke sunishina, taroriva saishana, amani na mana deno kittanya sadahari. This most important verse in Sikhyastaka. No false ego, no pride, such humility is there. Thinking oneself, nobody can do Krishna prema. Because you are such a bright fellow, thinking you are so great, can you have it? So Kaviraj Goswami says, make a garland of this verse, put around your neck, and chant Hare Krishna.
So at that time you said that there's a thread running through that garland that you put around your neck. Is that the same thing, Prema Sutra?
Nama Prema Mala, this is that. That is the garland of that verse.
Yes. Different subject. You said one day that you're going to tell us one time.
No, this is Nama Prema Mala.
Different thing.
Nama and Prema. Sadhana and Sadhya. Two things. Nama is sadhana, sadhya is prema. Understand me? Means end. Sadhana means sadhya, end. Sadhya was to prema. Sadhana, nam sadhana, and end is prema. So, sadhya sadhana, tuned together, a garland is made. How? How it is? That is.
Guru Maharaj, you mentioned two Mahabhavas, Modana and Madanaki Mahabhava.
I can understand what you're saying, that Madanaki Mahabhava is realized by Radharani. This is the highest madness. What is Madanaki? And who is relishing the Madanaki Mahabhava?
And then you have to understand what is Madana, what is Madana. That
you explain what's the difference between the two.
That's to explain. Madana, Madana. What is Madana, what is Madana? That to be explained. You understand?
No, it's not one word. I can say.
But you can give some idea.
Wow, it's a long topic. I can say one word. I don't know it. It requires 2 hours. More than 1 hour. One word I can say. Madanakya, Madanakya.
Did you explain that
the seed is Rati,
and then praying, and from praying, then
develops Neha, Man? Ah, then first right, P. Then it becomes condensed. And last is Madanakya Mahabhava. Then first is Sneha, then Mana, Pranaya. Sneha, Mana, Pranaya, Bhava, Sneha, Mana, Pranaya, Raga.